Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. The watchful, the expectant servant. We can learn something if I still have some few minutes more. From Judges chapter 7. Now, it is the water test. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, Judges chapter 7 is the story of Gideon. Gideon is now the latest judge that was appointed to deliver Israel from the hand of the Midianites. The battle continued. Listen to this story very well. It is a story of redemption. It is a story of a believer. It is called the water test. The battle is on. Remember, we are supposed to be overcomers. Every age has overcomer. Church, every age has overcomer. Revelation chapter 2, Revelation chapter 3. At the end of every message, there is the reward for the overcomers for that age. In this age, we also have overcomers. And see those who will overcome. Hallelujah. Those who can overcome in this battle. From verse 1, let me just read a few verses there. Maybe the first 7 verses. Then Zerubbabel, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him, rose up early and pitched beside the well of Harod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them, by the hill of Moriah, in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, in that battle that they were going to fight the Midianites, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel found themselves against me, saying, my own hand hath saved me. Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. See how many people returned. And their return of the people, 22,000. And there remained 10,000. 32,000 went for that battle. But among them who are saying, hey, battle, hey, I'm a soldier of the Lord. Now for mouth, and God knows all of them. If you are fearful among those, in Revelation chapter 21 from verse 8, among those that will not go enter that city where the Lamb is the light, are the fearful. Do you know that many of us, the reason why our Christian faith is the way it is and not the way it should be is fear. Fear of hunger makes us compromise. Fear of what people will say make us compromise. Fear of losing my job. Fear of being homeless. Fear of being ejected. Fear. Out of 32,000, 22,000 turn back. You know what comes to my mind is, if another gospel should come now with a trump from the sky, don't worry, Jesus is not coming again. We have removed hell. Now just live the life you want to live. Oh, many people will stop going to church. Because the reason why you are going to church is because you are afraid of hellfire. If there can be any gospel that can prove that there is no fire, what am I doing? Which one be a little mountain where they go fasting, where they fast? I know they chase woman again. I no go drink beer. I no go. I went somewhere at Mpo. Mpo. There's one village in Eboyi. Mpo. 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 So the hotel we lodged this weekend, as we entered the restaurant, I saw some young boys. One was with a bottle of gold, another one with a star, lager beer. And then they sat down there relaxing. I was there with my wife. And I said, good afternoon. I said, This one that they drink, I drank it last 1988. Now I chuck am last. How you be now? They say, 1988. I say, yes, so. I said that time, this one, they call him Odeko. He said, yes, that's what we see they call him, Odeko. Something I left 1988, some people are still swimming in it now. Ahem. Hallelujah. And there are many of us, the reason why we don't drink, anytime you see Odeko like this, your mouth will carry water. But when you want drink, you remember I say, make a no go hello. That's the only reason. 22,000. How many left? 10,000. Hey, never finish. Oh, let's read. Verse 4. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are here too many. Bring them down unto the water. Somebody shout water test. Shout water test. He said, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whosoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So there is going to be separation by the water. Because they will be very, very thirsty. They are soldiers in the battlefield. They will be very, very thirsty. Soldiers going to face enemies. Very, very thirsty. How you will know those who are qualified to fight? Gideon, I will show you now. Verse 5. So he brought down the people unto the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, him shall thou set one side by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink. And listen now, and the number of them that lapped, putting their hands to their mouth, we are 300 men. 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lap will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the other people go every man unto his place. Many are called, few are chosen. Now, you can know who will make it. Even now, you can know. Examine yourself if you be in the faith. You are going to fight battle. You saw water. You forgot. You just hear it. They drink. The enemy is there. You forgot because you are thirsty. But the real trained soldier is watch. So he is using his hand. You know, a dog. He said like a dog. A dog will drink the water, but in eye they up. In mouth they chop, but in eye they up. I have dog for house. Give him food. He they chop him, but as they come. Where they come? Get away. Get away. May they chop. If they chop the food, may they warn you. If they chop the food, may they warn you. He said, this is how we are supposed to live our life as Christians. If you are going to be an overcomer, enjoy this life very well. But let your heart and your eyes be focused. It is homegoing time. He didn't say you should not drink the water. Oh. Enjoy yourself here very well. Make the money you can make. Enjoy whatever you want to enjoy here. But don't let it make you lose your focus. That is the water test. And that is where many of us fail. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch, because you don't know the hour he's coming. You don't even know the hour the tempter is coming to you. For he who thinks he stands, take heed lest he fall. If you are watchful, you will see the devil coming. If you are watchful also, you will see that Christ can come at any time from now. You therefore want to watch. You are so much involved. I must marry. I must marry. I must marry. As if there is marriage in heaven. I must marry. I must marry. I must marry. Therefore, anyhow, any man that comes to you, okay, I will marry you, you go open leg for him. Any type of business, you go enter. You must make the money. You must make the money. Coming to a church like this, you are still doing 419. Coming to a church like this, you do all the nonsense unbelievers do and still want to confess this Christian faith. By this story, listen, Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and verse 14. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Listen, this is what he said. Enter ye in at the straight gates. Listen, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Church, the way he's talking about here is not the unbelievers. Jesus is the way. Amen. Jesus is the way. He's talking about the Christian faith. There is a type of Christian faith that allows anyhow come in. Let's read on verse 13. It says, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Those are the type of churches, the type of gospel that you find thousands who are their pastors, motivational speakers, that will not say anything to hurt anybody. The type of gospel of it doesn't matter. The type of gospel, God is a good God. The type of gospel that misinterpret and misplaced the word of God. That misplaces the definition of grace. That misunderstand the mercy. That know nothing about the gospel of the cross. Everyone comes in. Everyone is going. Verse 14, please. Verse 14. Hallelujah. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Few there be that find it. Listen very well. I have spoken on this statement before. Few there be that find. I didn't say few there be that enter the way. Do you understand what I'm saying? To find something is different from walk in that way. That is, you have seen it. And I believe it is this end time message. That many of us here, sitting down here, we are among those few, the world over, that have found the truth of this message. Many, many, many. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Many of these few, they have only found it, but to walk in it, very few. And they are therefore, the shaping down, the cutting down continues. Many are called, few are chosen. And Christ warned us in Luke chapter 24, verse 13. He warned us in Luke chapter 13. Let's read it. From verse 22. Let's read the whole of that. From verse 22 up to verse 30. It says, and he went through the cities and villages teaching, and journeying towards Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, he says, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive, struggle to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, many, many many, I say unto you, we seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and you begin to stand outside, stand without, and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, and he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. Note verse 28. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When ye shall see Abraham and Isaac, and I will explain that, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God, and verse 30, and behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. Listen, church. When he says strife, then it makes me understand why Christ said, if you will follow me, pick up your cross. I'll talk more about that in another sermon, so that we will understand this Christian journey. If you will make the rapture, God does not have double standard. God does not have grandchildren. God will not make it easy for you and allow some other people to suffer. Every age has the gates of hell to contend with. It is battle. Am I not speaking now? The battle we are facing now through the internet. You think that is a small battle, eh? Because what is the end of it? Is to make you deny the faith. It is to make you water down the gospel. It is a gate of hell. What is a gate? A gate is the entrance to somewhere. A gate is the entrance to somewhere. There is the gate of hell. Medium that you will use to go to hell. And I say, in this age, we have things we are fighting also. That if you are able to overcome, then you will know why he said, you will eat of the fruit of the tree of life. Eternal life. The battle before us is tough. I keep stressing it. It is tough. The young ones don't understand it. They are enjoying it. The young ones are enjoying it. That's what makes the battle tough. When he says strive. That is why when I see a young youth burning for the Lord, you know, I just see how blessed the youth is. But even how more blessed the parents are. To see any young boy, young girl now being interested in the things, spiritual things. Because God must have his own in every age anyway. Oh yes. You have your age mate that will use to judge you. Yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The overcomers in this age, with the battle is strong, strive. Now, if you note in Luke chapter 13, verse 28. This is where I am going. Listen, church. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves trust out. And they shall come from the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God, and verse 30, and behold, hallelujah. Listen, church, this particular verse 28 and verse 29 is for end-time message. You will understand what I'm talking now. I am in the message. End-time message believers worldwide, followers of the ministry of William Marion Braham, who we believe is a star messenger for this age, worldwide, listen. I have assessed all of you. William Branham preached a message that he titled Indictment, where he said he indicts the Christian leaders for the second crucifixion of Jesus Christ. He was preaching that message and he was crying for what they have reduced Christianity into. William Branham came and a group of people have risen up the same way. We're in the message. We are this, we are that. But go close to majority of them. I repeat, majority of them, you will not see any single Christian virtue in them. Go to their fellowships, their churches. You won't see life in many of them. Life, no life. When you enter there, you will think you are in a cult. They have made the entire message so unattractive, nobody wants to hear even that name, William Branham, again. You are saying, hey, we are the bride. You are not the bride, though, because this is the mirror. This is the standard. The standard of the bride is not the sermon book of William Branham. It is this Bible, the Word of God. Hallelujah. I'm saying this because they have turned the entire message to another religion. If you want to see carnality, it's among them. It's among them. Because the message came from America, they have Americanized all their form of worship. There are some of them that, brother, you are wearing native coming to church like this. I can't wear this and come to church. You must wear shirt with tie. Even if not short sleeve, you must put tie. What has that got to do with the gospel? And everything they do is, their standard is William Branham. William Branham is not our standard. Listen, church. William Branham is not our standard. The standard that we have is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I went somewhere in their group some time ago, and I look at the sisters. All the sisters had neck chain. Do you know why they have neck chain? Because William Branham, his wife, wore neck chain. Wore beads for neck. Therefore, they can all wear necklace. I have seen where they believe that the word for this age is the sermon book. You go to their churches. What are they doing there? They are playing the tape of a message William Branham preached 1948-1959. Whether with the Yahweh they talk or not, oh, the prophet they talk. And go to their weddings. I attended a wedding last week or so, somewhere in Lagos. Yeah, my former church, I was there for 5 years. And then, anytime they see visitors, come among them, they are not happy. They're preaching in a way that you will never like to near that church again. They're seeing somebody coming wearing a ring. See, came for wedding or to come to their friend's wedding. When an evangelist will use that as an opportunity to let the people know we have a message. They are there. And they are using language like, yes, yes, this is what we believe. This is what we believe. This is how we do it. We have a message and we are not ashamed of it. We have a message. We are not ashamed of it. Is that a Christian speaking or a call to speaking? We are not ashamed of it. Ashamed of what? The only thing we are not ashamed of is the gospel of the cross. Hallelujah. That is the only thing. Because it's an emblem of suffering and shame. That rugged cross. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are proud that we have had a message that brought us out. What is the message? Come. When they come among us, they should see Christians. When they come among us, they will see Christians. India, no manifestation of gifts. They will not allow it to happen. You cannot prophesy, only William Branham has thus said a lot. Is that what that man brought? Is that the message? Therefore, all of you, God will raise his people from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. They will be in the kingdom. You yourself, you will be thrust out with your sermon books in your hand. If you don't take heed to what that man spoke. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A message believers. As a roundup, five identification, just a statement, just five statements I will make. Hallelujah. I have five evidence to prove that time is no more. Time is no more. And I will close on that. Number one, hallelujah. Matthew chapter 24 verse 14. That is number one. Can we explain it quickly, please? And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, says the Lord Jesus Christ, for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Through internet, the gospel has been preached to the whole world. Through satellites, the gospel has been preached to the whole world. There's no part of this world now that has not heard the gospel. This scripture is fulfilled in this age. That is number one evidence. That the rapture can strike at any time. Number two. In that parable that we started this message with, Mark chapter 4, verse 26, the parable of the growing seed. He said, when you begin to see the full corn, there's the corn in the ear. At what point of that growth of that seed does the rapture take place? Does it take the sickle for the harvest has come? It is when what is planted is produced again as the fruit. When you begin to see a group of people and the age, a group of people in an age where you see exactly in doctrine, in power, in Christian character, the fruit of the Spirit, believing what this same Bible believes, when you see them, you can see another Acts of Apostle. You can see the New Testament church, and we see in the Bible. When you begin to see people stand where the Bible stands, when you begin to see a time where people are beginning to speak against the nonsense that is going on in Christianity today, while the rest are saying we are one, one is saying we are not one, because our unity is with the Bible and not with a constitution drafted by a group of people. Christian Association of Nigeria is an association. It's a political association. It's a pressure group. It has nothing to do with the Christian faith. What unites us together is the Word of God, the Bible. And if we have no unity, we are not united by the same doctrine, by the same faith, with these apostles who laid the foundation for us, there is no unity whatsoever. And I am saying that when you begin to see where emphasis now is on going to heaven, where you are now beginning to see the same pattern without me mentioning, itemizing them, you know what I mean. Read the Bible and see. When this begins to set again, then you know that the harvest will soon strike. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And everybody agrees we're in the seventh church age. Was he not? Enoch was the seventh from Adam. Enoch is the first man that went in the rapture. And he's the seventh. And he's speaking about the seventh church age that the rapture will take place. Hallelujah. Okay now. And so we know also that the temple was completed in 7 years. And the church of Jesus Christ is the temple of the Holy Ghost. That have been putting together with materials from all over the world. And this is the seventh church age. This is the age it will be completed. And the rapture will strike. Hallelujah. Number three. Matthew 24. Verse 23, from verse 23 to verse 28. Let's read it. That's number four. That's number three, sorry. Matthew 24, from verse 23. Then, that is end time, that then, end time. Then, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. I'm reading it up to verse 28. For there shall arise false anointing. False anointed one. That is false Christ. Take note. He didn't say there shall arise false Jesuses. It's false Christ. Christ means anointing. There will be false anointed ones. And false prophets. And shall show great signs and wonders. When they shake body like this, you will fall down. Is that not a wonder? Is that not a wonder? That is here. You don't know what the wonder is. Eh? I don't do like this. Ooh, everybody fall down. Is that not a wonder? Is that not a wonder? What are you saying? Did Apostle Paul have that? Did Peter have that? Eh? Praise the Lord. Take it! Everybody fall down. Take wonder. It's a wonder because me I know fit do am. So it's a wonder. Okay, let me try. Are you ready? Take it! Nothing happened. More now, fall now. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's read on. Let's read on. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders. So much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. It's happening now. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For this is where I am going, as the third point to note. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Verse 28. And he added, for wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. So, the gathering of the carcass is that light he's talking about. The gospel light, as the light, lightning from the east. Where does the sun rise from? The east. Where does it set? And the word of God is a light. And that light started from east in Israel. And watch the church history till now. It's been moving. It moved from the east. See the track it followed? Cross over like that to Europe. And cross over as you look at the seven church ages. And then finally, when it comes to the restoration of the full world after the dark ages. The three works of grace that were destroyed. Luther restored justification. Wesley restored sanctification. All in Europe here. And the next place the sun went to was in the Azusa Street Revival. Where? In America. Hallelujah. And that is the West. And that is where the full world was restored, also through the ministry of William Marion Branham. The light that started from the East is set where? In the West. Where is it coming up next? In the morning, where will it come out? Where will you see it? In the East. Because when the gospel ends in the West, it ends with the gospel for the Gentiles. The bride is taken up and God comes back to his people in Israel. And he says, where the carcass is, there the eagles will gather. What is the carcass? The revealed word. As it dropped for every age, Luther dropped his own. The eagles gathered there. Wesley dropped his own. The carcass. The eagles gathered there. And when he come to the restoration of the full world through William Seymour, the gifts, and also through the restoration of the full world by William Branham, there again the eagles gathered. Hallelujah. And therefore, if the gospel has reached the West, any time from now, the rapture will strike because the gospel is going back to the East. Number four, Israel has returned to her land. Hallelujah. In Amos chapter 9, that prophecy is interesting. Let's read it. Amos chapter 9, verse 14 and verse 15. Amos chapter 9, verse 14 and verse 15. He said, and I will bring again the captivity of my people, of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. Watch verse 15. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. When was the prophecy fulfilled? 1948. When they declared their independence. And from then on, hallelujah, from then on, see the miraculous battles. Read them on your own. That war in 1948. That six-day war in 1967. That miraculous war again in 1973. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And there's another one that is coming up in Ezekiel 38 and verse 30 and chapter 39. And we will witness it before the rapture. I believe we shall witness it. Oh, and the Arab nations are fulfilling another prophecy in Zechariah chapter 12. If you read it from verse 2 up to verse 9, where he said he will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone, a cup of trembling. They will. Nations are burdening themselves in Jerusalem. Is it not going on now? He prophesied. The reason that they are coming to receive their Messiah. Hallelujah. They are coming back to receive salvation. For it is written that blindness in part has come upon Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so he said, all Israel shall be saved. Praise the Lord. Israel has returned to her land. And there's nothing we can do. The victory is growing. Hallelujah. Jerusalem is recognized again. All nations will come and make that place their capital. They have declared it their eternal capital. Forget what the Arabs are doing. It's the same thing they have been doing of old. But God has planted them there. God fights their battle. Read the history of that 1948 war. Each time they fight, they end up gaining more land for themselves. Hallelujah. The 6-day war, 6 days, they humiliated all the Arab nations. Very interesting to see how God fights. In 1948, do you know what God used, as I read that history, what he used to scatter them in 1948, when Israel, by 1948, they were a population of 650 Jews that came. Fear, no arms. You can imagine after the Holocaust, and you can imagine, you know, how humiliated they are. And then they came back there. You know, it's a land flowing with milk and honey. So they have beehives where they produce honey. They have, you know, and then they woke up in the night. 6 Arab nations came with a population of over 40 million people. They were coming against these people to wipe them off. Said they would chase them and throw them into the sea, the Mediterranean Sea. And then, suddenly, while these people are helpless there, the God of Israel stood up. You know what? Those beehives, all the bees there, from thousands of beehives, all the bees released and started attacking them. Attacking the soldiers. So out of fear, they dropped their weapons and then ran back. When they ran back, the bees went back to their beehives. And the Jews came and collected their weapons. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. When they went and regrouped themselves to come back again to fight them, God had caused Israel to collect all their weapons. They were now armed. And then, before you know what, they gathered and they were coming. God began to cause them to purge stomach trouble. They were all purging, dysentery. An unusual dysentery was disturbing them, and they were so weak, that by the time these Jews came against them, it is written that 400 soldiers, Jews, captured 200,000 of the Arabs alive as prisoners. When God steps into the matter, you will understand it when you read Ezekiel 38 and chapter 39. What is awaiting these people? They have come to their land. Nothing will move them. You know, as I was reading some of this history, then I was saying, so God, you are giving me prayer points. Anybody after me, send down your beasts to sting them. Cause them to have dysentery and too weak to fight me. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will do it. Our redemption is nearer than we began. Very soon, the lifeboat. Very soon, the lifeboat is going to come. Remember, Baba told us, when Baba Vincent, from Sele, when he saw the bright television, he said that ministry is the lifeboat, and that he should get him on board. He should get on board. Hallelujah. Let's hear that song as we close this message. The lifeboat is soon coming to take the jewels home. The lifeboat.
Floating down the streams of time, we have not long to stay. The stormy clouds of darkness will turn to brightest day. Then let us all take courage. To God of Joshua.
Now, while she's passing by. But if you stand and wait too long, you will forever die. The fare has been paid for one and all on the cross on Calvary. The captain of our salvation bids you come and get on board the lifeboat. And she'll carry you safely home. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't be like that man in parable of Matthew 22. Friend, why are you without a wedding garment? He said he was speechless. That very friend, now Bride Assembly Church member. Why was he speechless? It's because you have no excuse. Everything you need to know, we have told you. So why will you say, why couldn't you make the rapture? It was speechless. Anytime I read that, I say, now our people be this. Now our people be this. Bride Assembly, including you, where they watch me online now. Every day, you they sit down with your television. Every day, you they sit down. See, we have a group there, they look at me. Okay, now you have no excuse. Church, stand up. God bless you.